Thank God for children. If Jesus tarries, you think about it. Some of these up here will be playing the piano. Some of them may be up here preaching. God not left himself without a witness, and he never will. I'm sitting over thinking about what my Sunday school teacher told me when I was going. Then when I had to go back and do her funeral, I thought about it again. She said, you'd have been the last one I ever thought been preaching. But you don't ever know what God can do. God can change and transform a life, make it brand new, start again. Hallelujah. Well, it's good to be back. Good to see you back in the house of the Lord. Turn with me in your Bibles. Book of 1 John. Little book of 1 John. I usually find it, go to Revelation and back up. Book of 1 John. Chapter number 1. First John chapter number 1 of the book of First John. That was from the beginning, which we've heard, which we've seen with our eyes, which they have looked upon, and our hands have handled of the word of life. The life was manifested, and we have seen it, and bear witness in showing to you that eternal life, which was with the Father, and was manifested unto us. That which we have seen and heard declare we unto you, that you also may have fellowship with us. Truly our fellowship is with the Father and with the Son, Jesus Christ. These things write we unto you, that your joy may be full. You see, he didn't just write them to be writing them. He tells us why he's writing them. This then is the message which you have heard of him and declaring to you, that God is light, and him no darkness at all. And if we say we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light, and as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses from all sin. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth's not in us. If we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us and our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. Don't you notice what he said in verse number 7, the middle part of it? We have fellowship. I want to try to share a little bit this morning, fellowship with the Lord. You think about it. But you know what? You can't get have fellowship with him if you don't know him. And I was thinking about where our evangelist this week preached about, and got to go hear him one night in the funeral, and he's still preaching about the Lord. Different scriptures, but it's all still about him. I thought about that verse of scripture, Brother Don, in the book of, I believe it's 1 Peter chapter 2, about verse number 7. It says, precious. Precious. In the eyes, listen. No, it said, precious is he, the Lord is to them that what? Believe. He's precious to them that believe. So if you believe, he's precious. But you know what I thought when I read that verse? I thought the thing about it, I said, hey, it's a good question. Is he precious to you? Are you fellowshipping with him? And if he's not precious to you, when you hear the Word of God and you read the Word of God, it's all about him. And when we read the Word of God and hear the Word of God preached, and begin to hide the Word of God in our hearts, is he precious to us? He's precious to those who believe, and if he's not precious, might need to check up and see if you really believe. Let's pray. Father, I want to thank you for the opportunity of coming together here with your people this morning. Thank you, Lord, for your precious word. It's powerful and sharper than a two-edged sword. And Lord, I'm so glad that you can be precious to us, and you are. We just believe. Believe for salvation. And God, we ask you this morning, Lord, touch our hearts. We thank you for these children that's come and do come. But thank you, Lord, for the songs they sung. And our Father, we pray that you, Lord, keep your hand upon them. Don't ever let them get out in that cruel, dark world. But God, I pray that your merciful hand would rest upon them. That your word would return void, that it would accomplish in their lives that that's pleasing to you. Not only them, but every home, every heart, every man, every woman that's here today. That your word would accomplish in their hearts and lives that you'd be pleased in, Lord. Dwell in them, blessed God, in all of our hearts by faith. God bless this time together here this morning. And we approach this time and season of the year. But Lord, we know how real and wonderful you are. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Are you fellowshipping with him? You think about it. Think what he said in verse number 7. We have fellowship. If we walk in that light, you can't walk in darkness and have fellowship with him. You got to walk in the light. Thank God, but you can fellowship with him. You see, there's no darkness in God at all. None at all. If you look, we'll look at a few verses of scripture this morning, but think about this. That fellowship, verse number 3 says, that we which have seen, heard, declared in you, that also we also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship's with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. Fellowship's with that close communion. It's when we all in one mind and one accord, and we're fellowshipping and talking and communion and fellowshipping with the Lord. And you know what? We got to get acquainted with him. As I said, we got to know him. We got to know him. The Apostle Paul said in the book of, I believe it's Corinthians, not book of Ephesians. It's in there anywhere, Philippians somewhere. Philippians, I believe it is. But you know what he said? He said that I might know him. And the power of his resurrection. And the fellowship of his sufferings. We got to be willing to fellowship with him. I got to thinking about it. We're going to have fellowship. First of all, he said we've been called. The Bible said in 1 Corinthians chapter number 1, verse number 9, he said we've been called into the fellowship of his Son. You think about it. God has called us into the fellowship. You said, how do I start fellowshipping with God? I'll tell you how. God's given you a call. God's been merciful to you. You didn't just decide one day you was going to get acquainted with him. You didn't just decide one day that you're going to start fellowshipping with him. No, God, in his sovereign grace and mercy, had mercy, and his grace came knocking on our door. And thank God he's called us into his fellowship. And you can have fellowship with him if you know him. And you can know him if he's called you and you've surrendered to him. Thank God. And you can have fellowship with him. You can know him. And he can become real to you. Listen, you can't fellowship with somebody if you don't know him. It's hard to fellowship with a stranger. If you got a friend, you got someone that's you're close to, you can fellowship with him. Because, listen, y'all can talk, y'all can fellowship. Why? Because you got things in common. You got things that go together. You got things that you're interested in the same things. So we've been called into his fellowship. Amen. In Philippians, the Bible said in Philippians chapter number 2, I believe it is, you know what it said? He also said we've been called. Listen, any call, any of this fellowship of the Spirit? Do you just live by yourself? Or do you ever talk to the Father and the Son? Do you ever talk to him? Do you ever fellowship with him? Did you ever, listen, I like it because he talks back to us. You said you ever heard an audible voice? No, but I sure hear him through his word. He talks back to me when I talk to him. He'll talk back to me. And we fellowship, glory to God. Fellowship. You know, that's what we call it. That's what some of them call it. We call it a fellowship hall, don't we? What are we doing there? Some sitting over here, a bunch sitting over at the table, they talking and fellowshipping, they sharing things. Another bunch sitting over at another table, they talking and sharing things. And a lot of times I'm walking around, seeing who this and that and other. And you know what? I can't get to. A lot of times I can go in places, even stores and stuff, and I can't hardly get around. And listen, a lot of time, because it's a small time running to somebody, and we stop and we do a little fellowship. Talking. But you know what I like to do? You know the first person? And the last person I like to fellowship with every day, guess what? You know who it is? It's him. So I've been called into the fellowship of his Son. And I've been called to fellowship. Listen, the Spirit of the Godhead. Hallelujah. Don't want to know about you, but I sure love it. It's good to have that communion. And we can fellowship and talk back and forth. But a lot of times, I ain't got nobody to talk to now. But I got him. I can fellowship with him. You know what I can tell him? You can, listen, I can tell him anything. And I always do. He done knows it anyhow. And I can just talk to him and fellowship with him. Tell him what's on my heart. Tell him what the burden is. And cast it on him. Because I can... He's my Lord. And God's called me to that fellowship with him. What a Savior we have. But you know what? That's why Paul said, if anybody's ever suffered, if anybody ever went through things, that's why Paul said that I might know him in Philippians 10th verse. You know what it said? That I might know him and the power of his resurrection. You see, we got to get acquainted with that power of his resurrection that's quickened us. That same power that raised Christ from the dead quickened us. Not just quickened them old dead bodies one day out there in the graves, but it quickened us, brought us to life, and brought life in our soul. We can fellowship with him. And Paul said that I might know him, the power of his resurrection, and the fellowship of his sufferings. So what's he saying? He said, I want when I walk through, I want to know something about it. I can fellowship my Lord because of suffering. You know why? You know why we can fellowship with him when we're going through things, going through troubles and trials and afflictions and sufferings? You know why we can fellowship with our Lord? Because he has been there. And he'll fellowship with you through it. He'll walk you through it. He'll go with you through it. Because you'll never go through anything. He tasted of everything for you. He suffered in all, tempted in all points, like you be tempted and I be tempted and tested. And you can fellowship with him. Listen, when you are tried and when you're going through the furnace of the fire, you say, listen, it's just like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego when they threw him in the fire. Listen, he was in there with them. And when you go through trials and troubles, God will be with you. He knows what it is. He suffered to the limit. He tasted death for you. You don't have to walk through anything by yourself. You ain't going to walk through the valley of the shadow of death. I will fear no evil thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Listen, I'm going to tell you something. You can fellowship with the Lord through your sufferings and trials and troubles and losses and everything else that you might ever face. He's been there. That's why Paul said, I know him. And the fellowship.
of his sufferings.
Someone said, I don't want to go through no sufferings. Well, you will, and so will I. And you have, and so have I. But don't forget, we got somebody there with us. Hallelujah. Fellowship of his sufferings. You know what? There's a fellowship. Listen, we can fellowship with the saints. Did you know that? Oh yeah, you can talk to people that not believers, but they're not that same fellowship that we have with us as believers. You almost tell when the Word of God, you can see people drinking it in, or you can see it hitting them and running them off. But if you love the Lord, you can fellowship with the saints. You can. It's wonderful. It's marvelous. It's glorious. Ain't nothing like it. How are you going to get acquainted with it where you can do all this? Well, you can't do it just by hearing about him. You can't do it just by reading about him. You can't do it with these ways. It's got to be a divine revelation. That's the only way you get acquainted with him. And you know what? After you do, you ought to never quit shouting and praising God for it. What did Peter say? I'll tell you what, you know what Peter said? He said, flesh and blood didn't reveal this to me. Flesh and blood, no sir. But it's the Father that revealed it to him. Hallelujah. So how do we get to know Christ? What did he say in John 1? He came to his own received him not. But as many received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. There's an outside power, and you know where it comes from. It's all that power that gives us power to become the Son of God. And we can fellowship. I can fellowship. All of us at times have had brothers or sisters, some of them, not all of us, but a lot of us have. They was our blood kin, right? And we could talk to them, fellowship with them in that area. But until they get born again, or we got born again, we couldn't fellowship in this other area, in the spirit realm. It's sort of like my brother Leroy told me when I baptized him out in the creek. See, we used to baptize in the creek before we got this, you know, recently. And when he said when he come up, Brother Raymond? Now we're double brothers. Because we, once that water made us double brothers, we just obeying. But double brothers called, we both believe. And so you know what? I got a pile. I had six sisters and four blood brothers. Blood sisters and brothers. But you know what? I got a multitude of sisters and brothers in the Lord. I can fellowship with them. You know why? You've been called, and I've been called into that fellowship. And we can enjoy it. And so I want to say to you, if you're not fellowshipping with the Lord, you got to get fellowshipping with him if you really want to fellowship with his saints. But we can have fellowship with the saints. And you know what? We can have a fellowship about the service and the ministry. In 2 Corinthians 8, I believe it's 4. I'm going to read that. 2 Corinthians 8, 4. Let's see what that says to us. 2 Corinthians 8:4. praying us with much entreaty that we should receive the gift and take upon us the fellowship of a ministry to the saints. Hey, did you know every one of us has got a ministry? Yours may not be teaching the Sunday school class. Thank God for all you Sunday school teachers. Yours may not be the preaching or pastoring. Thank God for all you pastors and preachers. But God's got something to you that you can minister. And that fellowship of ministry to the saints. Didn't Jesus say, if you just give a cup of water in my name, you wouldn't lose your reward? That's what he said. You know, if we'll humble ourselves, in due time he'll exalt us one day. But if we exalt ourselves, he'll humble us. I heard a preacher say, I never thought about it just like that, said King David went out to fight the battle. He didn't go out to fight the battle. He went out there to carry a basket, you know what I mean, they sent him out there for something for his brothers. His brothers both been one out there fighting. But guess who won the battle? He's just a lad, Rudy. Some of them like it because he went out there, but he's the one who whooped the giant. God used him to whoop him. And guess what? I never thought about it just like that. Brother Calvin, guess what? You know what? He became his brother's own king. He was a king over them. But he was humble. And God, see, he was the least last one. That prophet went over to anoint king. Don't you got anybody else? Yeah, but he's at the end of the sheep. You don't know who God's going to call. Sometimes it's the least likely. So God can use us in what service he wants to use us. Feeding the sheep, feeding the lambs out yonder, doing whatever he wants us to do. God. But he's called us into a ministry to the saints. Do something for God. Just be a light for him every day. Amen. But there's something else. You don't want to have no fellowship with. Ephesians, have no fellowship with unfruitful works of darkness. What he said. I want to read three passages of Scripture before we close. Ephesians 5:11. Ephesians 5:11, partially quoting it, and have no fellowship with unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. And I can tell you, if you won't fellowship with them, they'll get reproved. Then another verse in 1 John 1:6, we've done been reading that. If we say that we have fellowship with him, that's where we already walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. So we can't walk in darkness. We can't fellowship in darkness. Then 2 Corinthians 6:14, see what that says. I think I know, but I'm going to read it. 2 Corinthians 6:14. Be not unequally yoked together, unbelievers. What fellowship have righteousness with unrighteousness? What communion have light with darkness? Light and darkness don't mix. You don't believe it? If you'd been here the other night, we didn't have no curb. preacher and his wife sung beautifully while it was still almost in the dark. But when he got up there and started, to preach, the lights come on. Brother, you know what happened to the darkness? Boy, she took off when the light came. And you know what? Darkness don't light light. Scripture teaches us that. That's why he said they sit in darkness. Sitting in darkness. And you know where people are today? Sitting in darkness, walking in darkness, fellowshipping in darkness. But you know the only thing going to get them out of darkness? Light. Who's the light? The Lamb. He's the light. Hallelujah. And I want to say to you this morning, where are you walking? Where are you sitting? Where are you living? Living in the light or in the darkness? If you walk in darkness, you're going to stumble. So on earth. You're going to run into something. We've got to walk in the light. Now, where is he? Walking in the light is he's in the light. Then we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, will cleanse us from all sin. Thank God. Thank God. So I want to ask you a question this morning. Are you fellowshipping with him? Do you know him? Are you acquainted with him? If you're not, and not acquainted with him, don't know him, you can't be. Through the new birth. Listen, church membership won't do it. Walking aisle won't do it. Making a profession won't do it. You got to be born again. I like that old term, got to be saved. Hallelujah. Hey, it's a decision, all right. But you don't hear me ever putting much emphasis on decisions. Now, you got to decide. I know that. But at the same time, you got to be born again. Hallelujah. Be saved. Washed in the blood. And that'll get us out of darkness. Hallelujah. And into the light. Let's fellowship with him. There ain't nothing like it. And you know what? We can fellowship with him. Fellowship with his Son. Fellowship with the saints. I love it. Hallelujah. Then we listen, glory to God. If we walk in that light, the devil can't stand that light either. So we won't have no fellowship with him. And them old unfruitful works. See the unfruitful works. Unfruitful works of darkness. Listen, no good. None. None. Walk in that light. Hallelujah. Stand with me if you will. I'm going to ask.